ca. And for our listeners out east, that's 7 p.m. Atlantic and 7:30 Newfoundland.
All I've done is try to be nice to you, and you still don't like me. How can you not like me?
Okay, I'll tell you. You are the worst person I know. You constantly hit on your best friend's wife. The man pays for your food and rescued you from certain death, and this is how you repay him? And to add insult to injury, you defecate all over his yard. And you're such a sponge. You pay for nothing. You always say, "Ooh, I'll get you later," but later never comes. And what really bothers me is you pretend you're this deep guy who loves women for their souls when all you do is date bimbos. Yeah, I date women for their bodies, but at least I'm honest about it. I don't buy them a copy of Catcher in the Rye and then lecture them with some seventh grade interpretation of how Holden Caulfield was some profound intellectual. He wasn't. He was a spoiled brat. And that's why you like him so much. He's you. God, you're pretentious. And you delude yourself by thinking you're some great writer, even though you're terrible. You know, I should have known Cheryl Teagues didn't write me that note. She would have known there's no A in the word definite. And I think what I hate most about you is your textbook liberal agenda, how we should legalize pot, man, how big business is crushing the underclass.
3, 2, 1...
Action.
I know.
You see, somehow the world's gonna change for me
and be so wonderful.
Bow, bow.
What's up, everyone?
Hey.
I just clipped the mic like crazy. You know what night it is. You know what night it is? It's Midwest Emo Night. How are you feeling? This is Cameron here. I'm Sam here.
I'm back.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. This is Punk is Dead. And yeah, special guest night tonight. We also have a second special guest.
He's coming later, though.
He's not here because I told him I'd be late because I'm usually late to things, and he's not here yet. Maybe I'll text him back right now, actually.
Yeah,
but yeah, we have Midwest Emo Night coming up. Cameron's got some stuff he's going to play.
Oh, yeah.
I got some stuff we're going to play.
Oh, yeah.
Neither of us know exactly what Midwest Emo is because I don't think anyone does.
No.
It's just a thing.
It's
like saying punk at this point. Like, there's so many. There's like, I don't even know.
Yeah.
If someone knows more about Midwest Emo, call in, even though this is a pre-record.
Hit our line
and lecture us for an hour and a half what Midwest Emo is, please. Because I know there's someone out there that wants to do that.
Yeah, we can get like the Midwest Emo or like the regular emo copypasta where it's like, real emo consists of the late 90s DC hardcore scene.
Real emo is started by Guy Picciotto and Rites of Spring on Discord Records. And anything else, modern baseball is just pop punk.
Say Discord. I know a little bit thing about that.
Somebody say Discord.
Sorry, guys, I'm gonna go.
Sorry, gotta go moderate my server right now, real quick. Anyway, our first song up, we got playing. It's a band from Saskatoon called Blind Commentary. This is their song called "Trapped in the Walls I've Built." They got a single of the same name, and. The single, it's two songs, and the first one is called Trapped in the Walls I Built. Trapped in the Walls. Second song is called Trapped in the Walls I Built, and they just changed a few lyrics for the second song, which I don't know why, but it's cool. So listen to both songs, because they're the exact same, but with a different message. So for now, this is Saskatoon emo, because that's the Midwest of Canada, I guess.
Yeah, that makes sense.
This is real Midwest emo. This is what Captain Jazz wanted. This is what they wished they were. Here you go.
Yeah.
That one, Cameron?
It was Untitled Continued by Brave Little Abacus. A little New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. New Hampshire. Here comes Carson.
Yep.
Here comes Carson.
It's not the Midwest, though.
It's the East. It's neither of those. It's the opposite of the Midwest.
Northeastern emo.
Northeast emo is making a comeback in 2026.
Here's how.
Okay, yeah, Aiden's here, forgot to say. He made it. I told Aiden that I was going to be late because I'm always late, and then I was on time for something in the first time. Did I not?
No, he didn't text me at all.
I swear I did.
Pretty much.
I was in the shower.
I was taking a nap for 24 hours.
I was having my monthly shower, so that's my bad. I was preparing for Midwest Emo Night by not showering, but I couldn't take it anymore.
That's fair.
My roommates were complaining. But yeah. So what are we playing next, guys? We have a lot. I think the only Canadian or a lot of the Canadian stuff is from Quebec.
Really? Oh yeah, yeah.
So
we have like some Montreal,
Northeast emo. I'm telling you, Northeast emo is big in 2026.
Yeah.
We got the next band is what is it? Who speaks French here?
Moi.
This guy knows.
La grammaire n'est pas la meilleure, mais. Je veux comprendre quelques mots.
Okay. You want to read this band name for us?
Avec plaisir.
And that means with pleasure. That's some Montreal shit for you. Those horny Frenchmen.
Oh, yeah.
Can I say that on the radio?
Frenchmen? French women?
I think I can say whatever I want.
Both of them.
Yeah. French people in general.
French people with a quotation mark.
People, yeah.
I don't know. If you've ever been to Montreal, those are interesting characters.
My girlfriend was taking the bus back to Montreal today, and I think the bus driver had a French accent, and then she texted me. She was like, he stopped in the middle of the highway to go pee, and then he told these kids that they don't shut up. They were just talking to their friends, and I was like, that is the most Quebecois bus driver I've ever heard of in my life, telling kids they won't shut up
for
just like talking to each other. It's on a 3-hour bus ride too. Like, what do you want them to do?
Yeah, just sit down, shut up.
Yeah, like be a school bus driver at that point. It's so funny.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, and I wonder how many potholes they hit to. Coming back to Montreal. Quebec roads.
Just Canada roads in general.
I suppose.
Hamilton has the worst, they were voted the worst roads in all of Canada, or maybe
really?
Ontario.
Really?
Barton Street, it's horrible.
Yeah.
They redid one of the bad ones, but yeah, Barton Street is the worst road in Canada, I'm pretty sure.
Damn.
Are you sure that's true, though?
I saw it on Instagram.
In like none of it. That's
I'm searching. Maybe it was Ontario. Worst road in Ontario, 2025. CAA. CAA knows. Come on.
CAA. How many calls
Where
they
is
get
it?
For this road?
Top roads of 2025. Is that best or is that worst?
Bottom roads.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Worst roads results.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Hold on, viewers.
Aberdeen,
oh, here
Avenue
we go.
Hamilton.
Oh,
did
Aberdeen.
It? I told you Aberdeen was worst, but now they redid it.
The AI Google thing.
I trust AI with my life. So you want Aberdeen and Barton Street? We had the top two.
Whew.
So suck on that.
Prince Edward Quebec. County. That's Edward. Close to here.
Is it?
Yeah.
Eglinton Avenue West.
Oh yeah.
Classic.
South Frontenac. That's close. Gardner Expressway. Cool. Yes. Yes.
Oh my lord.
Taking the bus on the Gardner Expressway.
Oh, and then Shepherd. Do not go to Shepherd.
Key findings in the AI overview says Hamilton's dominance. I don't know if we want to call that dominance, but yeah, whatever.
Yep.
All right, should we play music now? We've been talking about roads for about 5 minutes.
I guess, yeah.
All right, so we're playing. Say it again, Cam. So that French accent.
Avec plaisir.
Oh, yeah. We're playing. What song was it? Uh-oh. What does your tattoo mean? From their album Active Listening, came out October 2025. Here you go, Avec Plaisir.
Don't look at me with those eyes. I know what you've been thinking all night. And now you're tangled.
That band was Villa, but the I is an exclamation mark because they're quirky. And that was their album, I Hope You're Happy. The song was I Hope You're Happy because I'm sure as hell not, which is the most Midwest emo song name you can make, I think. Just misery maxing.
Oh, yeah. God, my life freaking sucks, dude.
I hate the suburbs. The only thing I have is my dog. Because they have a cute dog on the cover of that one.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what we're going to play next, but Aiden was chirping a bit about a little bit of hum back there.
What? Yeah, we can play that.
You got to get a bit closer to the mic. Yeah. If you want your voice to be that. Heard by the millions of people.
Bah, humbug.
That's a little hum pun for all you alternative music heads out there. This one's an underground one. No one's going to know this.
This one's for all my Naruto fans, man.
You say Naruto or Nardwar?
Naruto.
Oh, I thought you said, yeah. said Nardwar. Naruto. This one's for the Nardwar fans.
This one, and who is this?
How do you keep your belt up, or your pants up on stage? It's really amazing.
Belt.
But it looks so difficult. Belt.
Belt.
I love Nardwar.
Yeah. I wonder if Nardwar's ever done some crazy research on a person to the point where it's like.
That's every episode.
Yeah. No, I know, but has he ever told someone their dick size?
That would be crazy.
That would be kind of insane. I feel like he'd be able to figure it out. Mac DeMarco, he could do it. He could figure it out probably.
I'm sure.
You just talk to ex partners.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's photographs on the internet.
I've seen fleas flee from Red Hot Chili Peppers' penis.
Who hasn't?
Yeah, that's true. But I saw it. I saw it at a crazy angle. Because I was watching the Woodstock 99 footage, and he took his bass off, and then the cable, it caught his wiener, flicked it up, so I saw the undercarriage.
I saw
everything there. I just wanted to watch Woodstock 99 fires. I just wanted to see Limp Bizkit play.
Sure, you did.
Yeah. I'm just a Limp Bizkit fan. I'm not looking for Flea's Limp Bizkit. Oh. Anyways, we're going to play. You want Hum next?
Yeah, sure.
We're going to play a bit of Hum for you. What song are we going to play by Hum, Aiden?
That one.
That one? Oh, okay. We're going to play Ironclad Lou. Ironclad Lou. That was my nickname in college. Ironclad Lou by Hum. Here you go. Enjoy. Thank you. God bless.
30 years and they're still letting us near microphones.
It's true. We've got the music, the stories, and absolutely no filter.
From deep cuts to guilty pleasures, if it made noise in the last three decades,
we're probably playing it and maybe laughing about it.
This is 30 Years and Nonsense.
Hosted by Terry and Sherry Doherty.
Only on CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston's campus and community radio.
Turn it up
and embrace the nonsense.
That was Hum. And now we're going to play everyone's favorite Midwest emo band that they're actually, this is the first band we've played that's actually from the Midwest, I think. And actually is like one of the original Midwest emo bands.
Yeah.
We've been playing that new Midwest emo. Now we're going with them some old school.
Some old school.
Old school.
Give me some of that old school.
You mean like modern baseball? No, some of that old school. Oh, you mean American football? No, some of that
old school.
All right, here you go with some of that old school. We're going to play Puddle Splashers by Captain Jazz. Here you go. Enjoy.
We're busy touching to a dizzy stupid. We're busy touching to a dizzy stupid.
The Canadian Human Trafficking Hotline is now live to help victims and survivors get vital social and emergency services. If you need help or want to help stop human trafficking, call 1-833-900-1010.
That one was Gucci Chain Letter with their song...
Letter?
Gucci Chain Letter, yes.
Letter.
And I lost it. I closed it, and now it's gone. It was Gucci Chain with their song... Every Word I Never Said. No one could tell that I was stalling to read that off my screen because I forgot what it was called.
I remember my first radio show.
It was my 22nd radio show, and I still can't remember song titles.
22?
Something like that.
I've been for 22 weeks.
22 years.
Oh.
This has been my life.
So you do one episode a year, but you started posting them weekly.
Yeah, pretty much.
So you started the show 22 years ago.
Yeah.
But I only started posting them this year.
Yeah, I was just a wee sperm, and I just had a love for music, a passion for music, and Midwest emo especially.
You were -2 years old.
I was -2 years old. Well, I wanted to do a radio show, so I came to CFRC.
I'm proud of you.
What a beautiful 22 years it's been. I've met you two.
making me tear up right now.
I know everyone's crying right now. People are driving home from work, just tearing up at 10 p.m., 10:30 p.m. I don't know what job you're working, but
whew. Obviously a real one.
Yeah.
Sam, can you define punk?
Define punk? No. I don't think,
What
I think that's
punk?
Like the whole point of it.
Do you believe in genres?
I believe in genres, but I think the extent they go to is just really annoying.
Like, what makes something something?
What makes something something? Like the way it sounds, you mean?
Yeah.
I guess the way it sounds.
So then, like, what if someone comes out with a new sound and calls it punk?
Well, if they come out with a new sound and call it punk?
Yeah.
Well, it's a new sound, though, and they're just naming it something that exists already.
So is it punk?
Sure. If they want it to be, sure.
Is punk a mindset?
I guess. I think.
Are you punk?
If I wish to be.
Are you punk some days and not some days?
Yeah, because sometimes I like...
to shower?
Yeah, sometimes I like to bathe.
Yeah.
Some days I like to not steal my food. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I don't shoplift, and those are my off-punk days.
Yeah.
You know? Sometimes I like to watch hockey.
When did you start being punk? Was it Hamilton?
It was the misery of living in Hamilton that got me into it. I don't know, like, grade something or other. I don't know, man. People put too much emphasis on genres. Like, we were talking about Midwest emo. What does that even mean? It's annoying. Do we have a song up next?
Nah.
I don't know what we're discussing at this point.
Your life.
I don't want to discuss my life. I've been doing this show for 22 years. The people know my life. They've been through it.
How much have you actually talked about yourself on this show?
I don't like to talk about myself. Or does, like, complaining about just things that annoy me to kind of talk about myself? Like, I'm not discussing my my personal history.
You're just showing your personality.
I'm just ranting. Some days I'm in a bad mood, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to make everyone listening to this show miserable.
And how does that make you feel?
I don't like this anymore. I don't like this segment.
It's therapy.
This is what I've been avoiding for the past 10 years.
Sam, tell me about your childhood.
No. Okay, what's the next song? What are we playing? We're done. We're done here.
We'll bring it back to something from my childhood. Some I Hate Sex.
Oh, yeah. This is I Hate Sex with I fucking hate sports. So much hate and negativity.
It's CanCon, too.
CanCon. So much hate and negativity. I hate sex. Here we go.
Yeah.
All right. Usually we play another song now, but we're doing a new segment called Throwing Up Stories. If Cameron has a little story to tell everyone. He was just telling us, and we'll restart now.
Yeah, we'll get this going. So, you know, some of you may know Clark Hall Pub. I don't know. It's kind of like a good place around campus. And I was at Ritual yesterday. Or well, today is Saturday. We're pre-recording it, so I was at Ritual on the Friday.
Breaking the fourth wall here.
Yeah.
Oh no.
And this is like my 8th week doing Ritual.
You've gone 8 weeks?
8 weeks in a row.
Damn. Yeah.
Well, because the bar is you have to go 10 weeks in a row.
Oh, you're trying to do a bar. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And so I thought that this week was the right week to do Decagon, which is where, I don't know, you guys might not know, but you drink a whole pitcher of whatever in 10 minutes yourself. And this is a 60-ounce pitcher, so like 5 regular-sized beers.
What beer did you do?
I used Turbo.
Oh, Turbos are good, man.
Turbos are great.
They're like, so good.
Yeah, if it was like a real yeah. beer, I would not be able
if,
to get
if you were, had a real man's beer.
Yeah. So what happened was I started off pretty well. I drank like half of the pitcher in around like three minutes. And then I was like slowing down as it came to like the halfway mark, around 5 minutes. And around 6 minutes, I had like a glass and a half left. I was like, oh, I'm not feeling that great. So I'm like, okay, guys. I shoved my jacket in my friend's. I'm like, okay. I'm gonna go to the bathroom. Hopefully I don't throw up. So I go in and I'm kind of just like spitting in the toilet. I'm like spitting, drooling all over it. I'm like, ugh. But then after like a minute, I feel all right. I feel all right. I feel like I could come back to it. So I go back. I'm like, I hope there's still time left on the clock. I hope they haven't started drinking the rest of what I had, and they didn't. And it was 8 minutes and 30 seconds. So I had a minute and a half left to drink a pint and a half of Turbo. And so I just slammed that shit down, drink after drink, while trying not to get caught. Because if you get caught chugging, you get kicked out.
Really?
Yeah.
They're that
yeah.
strict there?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's but, weird.
I mean, if you can like circumvent it, which I did, I was against the wall.
What were you saying? Like, I just drink my beers really quickly. Yeah. I just like it.
But yeah. So I slammed the rest down. And I got down in like a minute. So I finished at like 9 minutes, 30 seconds. Which I'm like, yes, yes.
Bang.
But then I was like, oh my God, I don't feel good at all. And so I just like shoved the rest of my jackets into my friend, like, I need to go now. And so I sped walked to the bathroom, was like across the place. And one of my friends that was also there wanted to say hi to me. I was like, I'm gonna yak, get out of my way.
It's the worst time for someone to be like, hey, what's up? No.
No. And so after that, my like cheeks were filling up with like the liquid. I'm like,
this is the most vulgar segment I've ever had on my show. I'm a fan.
What's the consistency of the vomit?
It was all liquid. It was just straight liquid.
We are going into deep. Yeah, it was just straight turbo.
Turbo.
Was it straight beer kind of?
Yeah. There was no like chunks at all. So we're just like straight liquid.
This is less vulgar now.
Yeah.
It's just straight turbo. It's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, it was all right.
Huh? Oh, wait. We'll get to the color.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and so I swing open the door, the bathroom door, and I end up spitting like whatever's in my mouth all over the outside of the stall door because it's right in there. But there was someone in the stall, and I felt so bad.
Oh, man.
But there was more coming out, so I'm like, ah. And so I pivoted to the urinals right beside and ended up throwing up like just had to have been like a pint
of
pint of turbo in the urinal. And after I'm throwing up, I like go to wash my hands and the guy in the stall gets out, like opens the door of the stall. I'm like,
oh no.
I was like, oh, I'm so sorry, man. He's like, you know what? You're all good, dude. You're all good. And I really hope I didn't hit him.
I was imagining this from the guy in the stall's point of view, just hearing, out of my way. Someone slams in and tries to get in there. And then you just hear like splattering on your door.
A wet
and then,
splatter.
And then they move to the urinal and you're like, fuck.
It's like dripping down. But yeah, no, it was like.
At least he was chill.
He was chill about it. It was like, I was very happy. And I guess no one noticed. Like no one outside really noticed.
I'm gonna ask my.
Say anything.
I have a friend that works there. I'm gonna ask. Yeah. Hey, did anyone like complain about cleaning up the bathroom the other night?
But yeah, as you get into the color was just, it was yellow. It was like, again, straight turbo. So it was all liquid and there was no chunks involved.
That's a clean cleanup.
Yeah. And I just went straight back to my friends, was like,
how many more beers did you drink that
zero,
night?
Zero. Oh, well, that night, well, I had went to my friend's place that night. That was later. That was a couple hours later. And we played Beerio Kart. And
I love Beerio Kart.
And I was feeling all right then because I had thrown up most of it.
Yeah.
But hey, I completed Decagon. I completed it and then threw up. So it still counts.
So the moral of the story is if you think that you're going to fail, keep trying. And you can, you too can complete Decagon and throw up on a person.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think that was an inspirational segment. Yeah. I think we need to do this every week.
Oh, yeah. Get someone
play
coming.
Play a song and then we'll come back to yeah. Sam.
Oh.
I don't know what stories. I think I did the same thing. It was just, I'll have a story. I have one in my mind.
Okay.
We're going to play up next a little band called Pinball, 1973, and Speak of the Devil. This song is called The Beer Song.
Whew.
So that's a fun little coincidence. Here we go.
This next song is about beer.
Drink it!
So yeah, this one is called The Beer Song.
Okay, that's
I just said it was the Beer Song Live by Pinball 1973. And I'm going to play, or Aiden's playing the bongos. And it's time for my story. I don't really have much of a story, I'll be honest. Yeah. It's not, do you have a better story than me? I don't really have much. No, my story is that all I did was drink beer when I didn't like beer at all last year. And like I had a big, it was one of the King cans, like the 710s. Ugh. And it was just gross. And I just drank it like pretty quick. And then I watched my friend try and do like the tornado thing. Is it called tornado? Where yeah, you like lick it, then you like spin it, and it all like it spirals down, and you just try and chug it. And it was a beer that I hated. It was Miller High Life. Ooh. So watching him do that, I felt the need to throw up just from watching it. And like I was sitting on his bed, and I just walked out of the room. It was in residence, so I just ran over to the bathroom. And I felt it, and then I just yeah, like you, what happened to you? I just threw up onto the store, and I was just so embarrassed because like I wasn't even drunk. I just threw up. So then my friends were calling me. They're like, "Where'd you go?" And I was hiding in the bathroom, like cleaning it up with the toilet paper in there, and it was just a miserable. They caught me anyways. It was a brutal night. But I don't know, Aiden, do you have your stories? Also, I'd like to say, if my grandpa's listening, none of that happened, because he listens once in a while. So let's hope not today.
Well, me and my roommates were playing a drinking game once, and I don't know why, but I was drinking even when I didn't have to.
Bad boy.
Like, for the game, I think I took like eight shots of rum.
Solid numbers.
And then like...
Not bad for a kid your age.
Glass and a half of Prosecco, and then two beers.
What is Prosecco?
It's just wine.
Kind Ew! Of.
It's like a champagne.
Ew! No.
And then like two beers, and then maybe two vodka shots. And then apparently, I don't remember any of this, but I just rolled out of my chair and just crawled up the stairs to like, the bathroom.
Like Fortnite? Holding yeah, your chest, no, like, crawling
literally,
up the stairs?
Literally like that. Well, it was more like lying flat on the ground, like crawling like forward.
My friend said that one of his roommates was like trying to do the thing where you like run down the stairs, but like it looks like you're not even running. Like you just like jump down the stairs basically. And he fell. He just jumped like down a flight of stairs. And then they saw him like crawling like in Fortnite, holding his chest, crawling to a different room, and that just back into his bedroom.
Probably
and that, but they never saw him again. That was it.
Where was that?
He lives in Guelph.
Ooh.
So yeah.
Have you guys never fallen or like jumped down a flight of stairs before?
I probably have, but I can't remember it.
Not when you were like a kid?
Yeah.
I definitely have.
I remember doing that in school.
In school? Like, yeah. Dude, my stairs were huge in
Would
school.
Would you ever skateboard off a staircase?
I was never good enough for that. Yeah,
okay. Like on a bike, maybe?
I do bike, yeah.
Yeah, on a bike, yeah.
One time I hit my friend with the, like we'd always go, he would scooter and I would BMX bike. And I like jumped down the staircase and I like fell off my bike on purpose. And I was like, oh, I started holding my back and he ran up to me and I started twerking on him. It was awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man. That was the prime moment of my life. That was my peak. Oh, People peaked in high school. I peaked when I was 13 twerking on my friend.
What was his name?
Connor. You met Connor.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, do we have more music to play? Cameron, what were you on? Oh, what was the Quebec City band you want to play?
Quebec City.
There's a Quebec City little Midwest emo band.
Shiny Mawile, like the Pokemon.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. How long is the song? Because we might have to sign off.
It's like 2 minutes. It's called Lightheaded.
Okay. We're going to play Lightheaded by, what is it?
Shiny Mawile.
Okay. Cool. They're from Quebec City. Go check them out. Here's Lightheaded.
Yeah! CFRC 101.9 FM is so thrilled to announce the launch of our brand new accessible website at cfrc.ca. Get your local news, stream your favorite shows, and stay up to date with upcoming events. You can share news tips, book a recording studio, request a PSA for airplay, and oh so much more. CFRC.ca was made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada and our amazing funding drive donors. Thank you so much.
It seems we've reached the end. We have about a minute and a half left, so I think it's going to be a punk song at the end, because yeah, right. I don't think we're going to find a Midwest emo song that's a minute.
Probably not. Probably not.
Like, we could find, like, a screamo song that's a minute, but...
Yeah.
Well, okay. We're going to surprise you, because we're just going to talk for about 10 more seconds, and then we're going to play a minute-long song, and it'll be either screamo or punk. So
whatever. I thought this was live.
Yeah, this is live, but we're going to figure it out in between.
Yeah.
In the millisecond.
Yeah.
So, thanks for listening. Right.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
That helps you relax and unwind after a busy day. Ah! Raccoon Radio Show with Gino Alash. Hard rock and heavy metal. Every Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Stay heavy.
You are listening to CFRC Radio from Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Welcome.